It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are out in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. It's a great bar, great staff, great atmosphere, great food, and a brilliant bar selection as well. The White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock is where you need to pop in and tell them that the lads from Opinions Matter told you to pop in. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? I got this message from a lady called Jody, and she actually sent it to us to our email address, which is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Guys, I want you to talk about what happened to me on Saturday in such and such a shopping centre. And she actually told us the name of the shopping centre and actually told us the name of the shop. And we've been in touch with the shop and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I'm 7 months pregnant and I gave up smoking as soon as I found out I was pregnant, which was extremely hard. But I've been vaping ever since because I couldn't manage to give up altogether. I went into the vape shop in the shopping centre to buy vapes for the week. And the one behind the counter says, "Ah, when are you due?" And then she says, "I can't sell you these. We're not allowed to sell to someone who is pregnant." I was never so embarrassed in a shop full of people. I ran out and cried. I gave up smoking and only vape when it gets bad for me, but it's not as bad as smoking. So she had no right to refuse me, and especially in front of people. Shame on, and she names the shop again, get them on to explain this. And that is from a lady called Jody. Now, we did get in touch with the vape shop.
They have a statement. They've sent us a statement, which we'll read out in a few minutes for you. It's quite a short statement, but it explains, it pretty much explains, no, they did say in the statement that they can't comment on an individual case specifically, mm-hmm. but they give some background as to what happened. Now, they are claiming that the woman wasn't shamed in the shop and that it was done in a discretionary way, is what they are saying. And we'll give you the full statement in a moment. We just have to check that it's okay to read it out. They did send the statement, but they did say in the statement, not for broadcast, so we can't read it out if it says not for broadcast, but we're going to try and get around that anyway. So bear with us. They have been on to us about it anyway. And what they have said, what I can say, they have said it is their policy not to serve vapes to pregnant customers.
Okay, now that's kind of pointless because all Jody would have had to do is send somebody else in to buy them for her. So it's a bit of a pointless policy. But obviously,
well,
their
no,
belief.
Well, no, it's not, because at least they're having a bit of morals.
Yeah. Okay, you could argue that. But it's a pointless policy because it's not against the law for somebody to vape while they're pregnant. Okay? She's an adult. The only thing that's against the law is to be vaping under the age of 18. She's an adult. She's entitled to do whatever she wants. Is she not? No?
It's disgusting, by the way, what she did. And it's as bad as smoking, by the way, if not worse.
Sorry, what's disgusting? The fact that she's been vaping?
Yeah.
But she was a smoker. She gave up smoking, which is...
No, smoking and vaping is the same thing.
It's not the same thing. No, it's not. It's not. It's not. She should be praised, should she not, for giving up smoking. As soon as she found out she was pregnant, she stopped smoking.
She is smoking. Smoking and vaping. I hate these people to say, "I'm not a smoker anymore, I'm a vapor." It's the exact same thing.
It's not the exact same thing. There's not as much toxins in
We don't know that. We don't
in
know.
Vapes. We do.
There's not enough research being done on vapes to know the long-term danger of vapes. We know about popcorn lungs, yeah?
Yeah.
Which you can get from vapes. So praising this woman...
Okay, but what I'm trying to say is, surely... her vaping is better than smoking cigarettes. She gave up smoking and found it difficult, so she started vaping. Now, you would never understand because you've never been a smoker. You'd never know how hard it is to actually give them up. Oh, it's extremely difficult.
No, just give them up for the sake of the baby.
Easy for you to say. You've never been a smoker. You've never had to give them up.
Like that's John saying her body, her choice.
But that is the fact of it.
But it's not just her body, John. It's actually the body.
Again, Jeremy, it is not illegal for somebody to smoke either cigarettes or vapes when they're pregnant. There is no law. You might be advised by a doctor not to smoke cigarettes when you're pregnant, but there is no law. I know loads of people who smoked when they were pregnant. So surely vaping. Surely vaping is better, and this woman should be more praised for giving up actual cigarettes instead of vaping.
This woman should be praised for nothing. She's done absolutely nothing.
She gave up smoking. She literally gave up smoking. As soon as she found out she was pregnant.
Like, that's like kind of saying this woman should be praised because she gave up heroin when she was pregnant and she's only on cocaine now.
It's not the same thing. You're being ridiculous. It's not. The fact of the matter is a lot of women, when they are pregnant, are vaping. Some because they've given up cigarettes, because they don't believe that they're harming.
Do you believe
they're harming their child? Okay, this lady, Jody, say exactly what you think of her. Jody has been vaping since she found out she was pregnant. So about 6 weeks, she would have found out she was pregnant, and she's been vaping ever since. She's off the cigarettes. What do you want to say to her?
I want to say you should have given everything up. Absolutely everything. Vaping and smoking during pregnancy are both the same thing in my book. From what we believe from the shop, and we'll get confirmation of that, the shop did it in a discreet way. They didn't put a megaphone up and say, by the way, this woman's pregnant and vaping, get out of the shop, get out of the shop. That's not what they did.
No, it's not. No, but at the end of the day, it is, as I said, it's not illegal to vape when you're pregnant. It's as simple as that. It's not illegal. It's not against the law.
That doesn't mean it's right. All I'm saying is she should have given up the vaping. And the shop, I think the shop should actually be praised. And I'd love to name the shop because I think they did the right thing.
Okay, so this is a policy of the shop where possible.
We have confirmed that this is the policy of the shop, yes.
Okay, to not sell any vaping product to a woman who's obviously pregnant. But it's a stupid policy anyway because, as I said, she just has to send her boyfriend in to buy them for her. And that's nobody know any different.
No, but then at least they can go to bed at night with a clear conscience knowing that they didn't sell vapes to a pregnant woman. And I get it, the amount of women you see now vaping while they're pregnant because they think it's not as harmful as cigarettes, bollocks, absolute bollocks.
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, let's kick off straight away with this WhatsApp voice note.
Can't come on, lads, but fair play to the shop not giving her a vape. Like, I'm sorry, when you're pregnant, you're not supposed to smoke, vape, or drink. It's common fucking knowledge now in this day and age. So, she wants to cry about it and whinge. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Well, sorry, you're a selfish bitch because you're not looking after your unborn child. You stupid, don't be cunt.
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hey, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Anya. What did you want to say on this? You actually did vape when you were pregnant.
I did.
And had you been a smoker before that?
I was a smoker before that and I gave them up.
Okay, so just like Jody, when you found out you were pregnant, you decided to give up cigarettes and take up vaping instead.
Yeah.
And why did you do that? Why did you not just give up everything?
It was hard. It was hard. Like you said yourself, Adrian, it is hard to give up smoking as you yourself was a smoker. And it is very difficult to give up smoking. And I still needed that. I still needed something, if you know what I mean. And like I gave up smoking 6 months before I became pregnant. So I was.
Okay, and you obviously believe that you did the right thing by your child. You stopped smoking actual cigarettes and you took up vaping. Is it because you think that vapes are safer or what?
I believe that vaping is much safer than smoking, so I believe. And for what Jody did, she should be praised for what she did.
Well, there you are, Jeremy. She should be praised for what she did. She gave up smoking cigarettes. She took up vapes exactly like Anya did. Why are you downing on this woman?
Because she did the wrong thing. As soon as you have a baby in your womb, you shouldn't be taking any toxins into your body.
Yeah, fair enough, Jeremy, but you have to look at it this way. It's difficult. Can I ask you a question, Jeremy? Have you ever smoked?
No, I've never smoked and I've never been pregnant. But I know... But I don't think it's much to ask to give up. Like, vaping, you said you believe that it's safe. It's not safe.
It's a safer way than continuing to smoke. It's a safer way than continuing to smoke. My son, he arrived 100% fit and healthy, and he still is.
So you don't believe that vaping while you were pregnant did him any harm at all?
No harm whatsoever. And for that girl, Jodie, to be humiliated in the shop there over the weekend, they should be ashamed of themselves.
Jeremy, Anya did the exact same thing.
Yep.
So are you saying she was irresponsible as well, that she should have given up vapes as well?
Obviously, vapes are around less than 20 years. And I mean, what research have you done that they're safer than cigarettes?
I'm only smoking. I'm not actually on the nicotine anymore. I'm not on the nicotine flavors anymore. I'm on zero nicotine. So, and that's what I have been on since.
So you've literally weaned yourself off nicotine over the last couple of years, which is great. Which is obviously one of the things that you're encouraged to do when you are vaping, to ultimately get off nicotine altogether. Jeremy, I mean, this is a good news story. Here's a lady that was addicted to cigarettes.
There's nothing good.
She got pregnant, she gave them up, and now she's even off nicotine.
Vaping, cigarettes, tomato, tomato, it's the same thing as far as I'm concerned. In fact, we have less research done into vaping than we do into cigarettes. There's only one answer to this. Go cold turkey when you know you're
pregnant. Again, this is so easy for you to pontificate about.
I'm not pontificating.
You've never smoked in your life, Jeremy. You've no idea how difficult it is to give up.
You know,
over all the years that I smoked, I tried to give them up so many times.
You're a weak man.
You're a weak woman.
Yeah, if you can't give them up.
You're a weak woman because you couldn't give up smoking and vaping.
Well, if that's Jeremy's opinion, let it be. Because I have been mum shamed for vaping throughout my pregnancy.
And what do people say to you?
They were after turning around saying that I'm not thinking of my child, and they were after saying that, oh, your child is going to end up being in an incubator because you're not thinking of the health of your child.
And how did that literally was mum shaming? It's the definition of mum shaming. And what do you think of people who said those things to you? Were they not genuinely concerned about your child, or were they just sticking their nose in where it wasn't wanted?
Sticking their nose in where it wasn't wanted.
And that's exactly what you're doing, Jeremy. To any woman who's listening to us right now, who gave up smoking, who took up vaping because they're pregnant, you're saying shame on you.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Absolutely.
Because you didn't give up everything.
Absolutely, yeah.
Stay there for a second, Anya. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Una, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Una. Well, vaping when you're pregnant. The shop yesterday refused to sell vapes to this particular lady, Jodie. What's your opinion on this?
Well, my opinion is I still smoke, and I agree with Jeremy there. They're still puffing, and there's a lot of restaurants and pubs won't allow you smoking them with the vapes in them. So there is a reason why.
Okay,
and,
but there's also an awful lot of... an awful lot of pubs that will let you vape inside.
Well, anyone I've been in. What about you? If you're on the plane, do you allow to smoke them on the plane?
No, they don't allow it.
No, exactly. Only airports, no. Not only that, I've learned again, forget what you choose to do, the wrong business. But you should have had a sign up on the window. Like you do for drink or tobacco.
Oh, right, okay. So they should have had a sign up saying no sale to pregnant women.
Yeah. So it wouldn't be invited for a whole lot of shopkeepers.
Yeah, I don't know if they're actually, if they'd be allowed to do that, because that is pure, I mean, Jeremy, by the way, this is pure and utter discrimination against pregnant women.
Stop.
It absolutely
is. It's not.
Who are they to be judge, jury and executioner? The woman is not breaking the law by smoking while she's pregnant.
She's breaking moral laws.
Oh, right, so it's up to a vape shop to enforce moral laws.
Vape shops don't want. Okay, why can't they sell to minors then?
Because it's the law.
Okay, so it's the law.
It's the law.
So the law's the only difference here.
Correct.
Okay.
This woman is not breaking the law by vaping while she's pregnant.
So there's no moral issue to it.
There's no moral issue to what?
Well, no, I see it as it's not a law, no law thing. This is a moral issue. The vape shop.
So it's up to a vape shop to enforce moral law.
If the vape shop is selling vapes to 17-year-olds, you'd be on screaming and naming.
Because they're breaking the law.
And shaming. What's the difference? The vape shop.
Okay, Una, do you not see this as discrimination against a pregnant woman?
No, I don't.
Anya, do you?
And the doctors and nurses will tell you that too.
Anya, do you see it as discrimination against pregnant women?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it's a discrimination to pregnant women.
So,
100%.
So, when you were pregnant for those 9 months and when you were showing on, I assume you went and bought the vapes in a vape shop, yeah?
Yeah.
And was it ever said to you, did they ever say in the vape shop, you're pregnant, by the way, you probably shouldn't be vaping?
No, not once.
Not once.
See, no balls. No balls.
See, I've actually never heard of this happening before. And again, I don't think it's up to the vape shop to be a moral guardian. If she's doing something that is perfectly legal, and she should be let to.
No, it's legal to do it, but it's still fucking stupid to do it.
Okay, hang on. Again, you're asking a shop to be the guardian of fucking stupid people.
What?
Really? Honestly, judge, jury, and executioner. Una, would you like to see more vape shops refuse to sell to pregnant women?
Yeah, I would. Of course I would. Yes, I would, because I used to smoke myself 20 years ago and I gave them up. I had willpower, of course, but yes, definitely. And my daughter gave them up and I gave them up and so forth.
Okay,
yes.
So you believe it can be done, you can give them up?
Yes.
And you should?
Of course you can. Yes. Willpower.
All right, good to talk to you, Una. Thanks very much indeed. Our number is 085 825 2626 if you would like to air your opinion on this. We do have the statement from that vape shop, which we're going to read to you in a minute.
With the proviso that we don't name the name.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
Shop. That's what they've said.
So we haven't named the shop anyway. We have the name of this shop and we haven't named the shop. And we will have that statement for you in just a second.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Okay, here is a message from this particular vape shop. And they say, thanks very much for reaching out to us. With such short notice, we are unable to give you a full statement. Also, we do not comment on individual customer complaints. It has always been our policy not to serve vapes to pregnant mothers. We have spoken to the member of staff involved in this incident and are reliably informed that it was done in a discreet manner. We value all our customers and will welcome this customer back. And that's from a guy called Carl. Well, he signs the name Carl. And this is a particular vape shop on the south side of Dublin. That's all we are prepared to say. And it is their policy not to sell vapes to pregnant women.
Now, because they have morals.
Because they have morals.
Yeah.
Again, it's a ridiculous policy because all this lady has to do is either go to a different vape shop that doesn't have such a policy or send her partner in to get the vapes for her.
You have to have these policies in place. That's a very weak argument. She can go somewhere else.
But she can go somewhere else because it's not against the law. This is the point I keep trying to argue. John, you're on a...
It's not against the... A company reserves the right to refuse admission in the same way that a pub can kick you out, yeah? Or doesn't have to let you in the doors, yeah? A pub doesn't have to let you in, doesn't have to give a reason, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Because they own the premises. This vape shop obviously has a policy where they will not serve vapes to pregnant people.
I believe, actually, I would imagine that it's probably against the law to do that.
Oh, no, would you stop?
Against the law to discriminate against somebody like that. Literally, that's what they are doing.
She was
discriminated against because any other woman, she's a 28-year-old woman, but because she has a bump, she can't buy vapes. The woman behind her, who's also 28, can buy vapes because she doesn't have a bump. That's the mere definition of discrimination.
Take them to the cleaners. Is that what you're saying?
Okay, I'll give you an example. You might remember, maybe 10, 12 something years ago, a cake shop in Belfast refused to make a wedding cake for a gay couple
on religious
because
grounds.
They objected on religious grounds. Yeah,
yeah. Did they win that case?
Pardon me?
Did they win that case?
No.
No, exactly. Completely different.
Okay, here's
that
the...
That was not damaging. Now, this is about the health of a baby.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy?
Yeah, John, what do you want to say on this?
Well, here's the thing. I've had to be listening to what... Now, look, don't get me wrong. You know, look, what the girl is doing is wrong. My partner gave up cigarettes and drink and alcohol for the duration of my kids' births as well. But saying all this, I will revert to what I said, and I'm at the showing you there as well, Jeremy. I sent you a thing from the NHS because I couldn't find it over here. But if you read that out there on the NHS website, it does say that vaping is better than cigarette smoking. How true do I know that? I don't. I've never vaped before in my life. But that's coming from the NHS itself there in the UK. So they're actually saying that it's better to vape than cigarette smoking. But anyway, getting back to the nitty and gritty about this. So I know it's what you're saying is mortally wrong, Jeremy, but are you telling me that if this same girl walks into a pub tomorrow and a barman, just because he thinks it's mortally wrong for a girl not to be drinking while pregnant, you think it's all right for him to refuse her an alcoholic beverage? Like, you know, like, where does this end?
In fact, we got a message a couple of minutes ago from a barman, and wait till you hear this. He says, I'm a barman and I served a girl vodka when she was pregnant, and my in the bar said that I shouldn't have. I told them it's none of my business.
Absolutely.
The same should apply to this vaping shop. It is none of his business to be the moral guardian for that child.
Well then, lads, you could say the same thing to a barman who serves a customer. What would you think of this, John? Supposing your daughter was in a pub tonight and was absolutely hammered drunk, and the barman kept serving her drink to the point that she got so drunk she walked down to the road and got knocked down and killed.
That's her own fault. That's her own fault.
It's not the barman's fault.
Whole body, her choice.
Yep.
Whole fucking body, her choice. If she got a bang of a card on the way home because she got herself absolutely fucking plastered, I'd say, yeah, now don't get me wrong, I'd be fucking heartbroken. But here's the thing. I always had this shout at my kids not to be fucking, you know, they don't even drink. But what I'm saying to you is that, you know, it's not the barman's job. It's not that vape shop's job to be overlooking other people, whether they're pregnant or not. You know what I mean? It's none of their business, you know, at the end of the day, Jeremy. Again, it's her body, it's her choice. If she wants to go and buy drugs, she fucking can. You know, it's her body, it's her choice at the end of the day. And I know it's morally wrong, I get it. And she shouldn't, as we all know, as the public, it's bad for the baby. But if she wants to go and do it, she can do it, you know, and it's nothing got the fuck to do with me or you or anybody else.
But that's where you're wrong. We have to speak up for unborn.
No, you can't. Are you going out with this fucking girl? Yeah, you married her?
Let me go back to the message.
You're up there with her, will you?
Let me go back to the message from the barman, and he said, "I'm a barman. I served a girl vodka when she was pregnant, and my local said I shouldn't. I told him it's none of my business." Do you think that barman should have been a moral guardian and said, "I'm sorry, madam, you were pregnant. I'm not serving you alcohol"?
Oh yeah, completely.
Piss off.
Sorry, barmen do it all the time.
They don't do it all the time.
They don't.
Yes, they do. They often tell customers you've had enough to drink.
There's a difference between saying you've had enough and I am making a moral judgment. You're a pregnant woman. I'm not serving you drink. Seriously,
it's very different.
I would ask you this, Jeremy.
I just want to ask you this question, there. Okay.
Yeah.
So the fact of the matter is, like that she chose the vape. You know, even though, you know, again, you're not a smoker. I'm a smoker. I know how hard it is. I tried many a times to give them up.
Oh, here
no,
we
no,
go.
No, 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 no. I'm only after saying.
Yeah,
you'll only have, I tell you what, Jeremy, and I'm going to say this to you, okay? You will only have a say in this if you are married to this girl or if you are a whole partner.
Hang on. This is coming from you as an opinion on fucking everything we talk about. You have an opinion on everybody that comes onto this.
Jeremy,
there's a difference between having an opinion on something and then asking a barman or a vape shop to discriminate against somebody that isn't breaking the law in any way and saying, I have made a decision that you're not allowed to have that product because you're pregnant. Seriously, listen to what you're saying.
This shop, obviously, and this girl that was working in the shop that day, who, female, by the way, is now...
It's none of that business.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
it's not.
A guy walks into a bar. It looks, to all intents and purposes, like he's got chronic blood pressure. His face is lit up like a Christmas tree. Should the barman say, I don't think I should serve you alcohol because it's going to make your blood pressure really bad?
We're getting into silly, weak arguments.
No, we're not. We're not.
The silly, weak argument is that she's being discriminated against. Jeremy, her body, if she wants to fucking hear, she could have just walked around to another vape shop and got a vape anyway. We all know that.
Sorry,
you know.
Hang on a second. I'm sure she did.
Yeah, but then, so what's the story with this? Like, Jesus. Like.
No, I'm sure she did go because vape people have very low willpower, and I'm sure she was...
Oh, here we go. Very low willpower, is it?
What are they doing? Same as smokers. You see them in Dublin Airport. As soon as they get off the plane, they run straight out. They don't even get their bags.
That's your opinion because you're not a smoker.
It's none of your fucking business.
I've literally seen them. They leave their bags going around on the carousel because they want to go out to the front door and have a...
And so what?
It's pathetic. It's actually sad.
It doesn't matter if it's pathetic or not. I know smoking is a dirty habit. I don't like doing what I do, you know, but I do it anyway, and I know it's wrong. But I tell you what, I'll do it if I want to fucking do it, and it's none of your business or anybody else's.
Whoa, hang on. Newsflash, you're not pregnant and you're not female.
No, well, I'm just saying, and the same goes for this girl, you know. She Jesus, like, you know what I mean? Who are you? You the fucker, you know what I mean? Who are you to tell her what to do? Or anybody else?
Okay, when you own a premises, you have a right to sell.
I know what you said. I heard you. You have a right to refuse. I get that.
And let's not come up with stupid things like, should a shop turn away a fat person? Obviously, that is completely different.
Yeah, should McDonald's turn away a fat person?
Yeah. No. Well, since you mention it now, if you're morbidly obese and you're standing in line and waiting to fucking order half of the menu, should they turn around and say no?
No, because that's just your body. This is different.
Will you stop, will you? Okay. It goes for everybody across the board. Okay, no, it's their bodies or their choices, Jeremy.
You're obviously very stupid and you can't grasp what
I'm not very sure. This is the most ridiculous argument I've ever heard out of your mouth.
I have to say, me and John are on the same page here. It's the most ridiculous argument you've ever put up, that it is up to a staff member
or a shop to dictate to
a customer, you're doing something that we don't morally approve of.
Sorry for defending.
And Jess as well, calling her a stupid bitch and a this and a that. Shut the fuck up, Jess. You don't even know the girl. Don't be calling her names if she wants to have a babe. That's, again, her choice. You know, attacking somebody that she doesn't even know. The fact, Jeremy, stop it now. Get your shit together. Get your shit together right now. This has nothing to do with you. It's not. It's none of your business. This girl can vape if she wants to fucking vape.
Let me ask you then, John. This shop has this policy. They've said, they've admitted that to us in their statement. I don't know if they have a sign up in the shop to say that. I assume they don't, because this woman, Jody, would have seen the sign. But do you think that this shop is within its rights to say we don't? Yeah, okay. Do you think then that this woman has a case for legal action for discrimination?
Absolutely. She could have a discrimination case. Yes, she could. Definitely. I don't know. If they haven't got any signs up to say that we don't sell vapes to pregnant people, pregnant women, she could well have a case. Of course she could.
All right, stay there for one second. And you would obviously support her in taking a case like that.
Well, I will fucking do it. She's not going to be discriminated against. Is it his discrimination at the end of the day?
Stay there for a moment. Let me bring in Martin on this.
Sorry, I can't come on. Great topic, a little something different. I don't know why Jeremy's got on his high horse. Jody's not his missus. Like, I don't agree with women smoking or vaping when they're pregnant, but like, it's not my missus, not my problem. So just because Jeremy's telling everyone here that you shouldn't be vaping when you're pregnant, if a woman's going to vape when she's pregnant, she's going to do it. It's not just because old Jeremy Dixon tells her otherwise, it's not going to change her mind. But it's amazing to see some of these vape shops do have morals, because I know there's a lot. There's certainly one near me. You see the school kids in there every day buying vapes, more buying snus, especially the lads. They don't seem to have any problem selling them to them. But yeah, look, if that Jody probably does have a bit of a case there, if she wanted to. So wrong refusal, like this, it is discriminatory, if you like it or not. Cheers, lads.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Well, Robbie, what's your opinion on this? A shop discriminating against a pregnant woman. And again, I've never heard of a shop doing this before. This shop has confirmed it is their policy. What do you make of this?
If it is their policy, you know, well, it is what it is. Now, I don't think the staff members should be at refusing on the grounds of that, because you know, as people have pointed out, you know, it's none of our business. By all means, she can say that, you know, recommend that, you know, not to do it. Or if she doesn't buy it there, she'll go to the next place shop and buy it anyway. But I mean, I think the woman's just been a fucking idiot the way she's carrying on about it.
Is she not right to be annoyed? If you get stopped at a door going into a bar or a club, you'll be really pissed off. You really will. When you feel that totally unjustified.
If you go to a bar, I walk away.
If you got stopped going into a bar and you felt it was unjustified, you'd be pissed off. This woman feels being refused these vapes was unjustified and discrimination. And that's exactly what it is, Robbie. It was discriminating.
Discrimination is a big word.
Yeah, I'm aware. I even know how to spell it. And that's exactly what this was. It was discrimination against a woman buying something that she's legally entitled to buy, smoking it when she's legally entitled to smoke it, and this shop decides to play judge, jury and executioner.
I mean, they say that's what the policy is. I personally, as I already said, I don't agree with the shop saying her, you know, but, you know, and if it's not posted, you know, I don't know, she probably could go to court with it, and, you know, now in this country, she'd probably fucking win.
But you think she should just get over it, build a bridge, keep her mouth shut.
Absolutely.
Well, there you are, John. Absolutely. She should keep her mouth shut and not be causing a scene over this.
Absolutely not. As you pointed out, if I was stopped as well, Adrian, going into a premises for no good reason, I'd be pissed off. I would, of course I would, and I wouldn't. You know, I'd want to see management, and I'd want to have a chat with them at the reason why. And I'd want it to be pointed out now, you know, because it's not fair, you know, at the end of the day. It's just, imagine an Asian if every shop was to do this in the Ireland of world and just take it at, oh, you know, we just refuse people that are pregnant. Imagine the lawsuits that would be, you know, and, it'd be
and,
fucking...
And that's exactly the point that I'm trying to make. If every bar in the country refused to sell alcohol to a pregnant person, there would be absolute murder if they actually did that.
They'd also be hailed by an awful lot of people as being a fantastic idea.
Again, Robbie, I mean, as has been said several times, her body, her choice.
No, that's fair enough. No one's stopping her from vaping. No one's stopping her from drinking. These shops are refusing to sell her these products, but they're not. Nobody's saying that she cannot do it.
Adrian, what would you think of a drug dealer selling cocaine to a pregnant woman?
It's the same conversation.
That's a stupid argument.
No, it's not, because the clowns on here have been putting up all these kind of stupid analogies. So what would you think, Adrian, what would you think of someone selling a bag of coke to a pregnant
drug
woman?
Dealers have no morals.
That's an illegal substance.
Drug dealers have no morals whatsoever, so it wouldn't in any way surprise me.
Everybody is going on about the my body, my choice,
yep,
and forgetting about the babies.
I would have an issue with the woman herself taking the cocaine rather than the fellow who sold it to her.
Okay.
That'd be my issue.
So he's salted the earth.
I didn't say that. A ridiculous analogy. Absolutely ridiculous. Let's bring in Sean with his opinion on this.
Look, Adrian, you need to stop talking as if vaping is a lot safer than cigarettes, right? Vaping is just as bad as fucking cigarettes, right? There's nothing healthy about vapes. It's just people think it's cooler, it's trendier. There's nothing about it. And this woman in question needs to stop crying over not getting a bloody vape. You know, you're fucking pregnant. You know, you should be doing what every decent woman should do when they're pregnant, and stop putting toxins into your body. Stop your smoking. Stop vaping. Or stop vaping. Stop taking fucking drugs. Stop whatever. Your child's health comes first. All this my body, my choice shit needs to go out the fucking window. It's the child's health at the end of the day is what's more important and what takes more priority. Not you having a fucking drag off a poxy pen.
Sean, talk about mum shaming. If ever I heard mum shaming, seriously,
so it's
man.
It's not even a thing. Did you just make
yes,
that
it is. Mum? No, it is a thing. Mum. It is. Anya said it at the very start. That's how she was made to feel. She was mum shamed over smoking.
And that's so
vicious.
Yeah. People have to stand up for babies.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Lads, how are we getting on? Great topic today.
Good.
I have to agree that it's not healthy. She's smoking the vape, but look, it's her body, it's her choice. Not much people can do about it.
And that's the bottom line, Jeremy. There is nothing people get because she's not doing anything illegal. I feel like a broken record here.
Nobody says she's doing anything illegal.
Yeah, but people making her feel so guilty, literally mum shaming, and that's what it is, to make her feel 2 feet tall because she opted to give up smoking cigarettes and smoking vapes instead.
It could be worse. She could be drinking 10 or 12 pints a day.
Well, yes, of course it could be worse. It could be worse. You could be doing heroin or cocaine, but everything is worse. To do anything, vaping during pregnancy is morally wrong. It should be illegal, but obviously they can't make it illegal, but it is morally wrong.
If it's that bad, it would be illegal, and it's not. No more than smoking cigarettes isn't illegal while you're pregnant either, by the way.
People got pregnant in the 80s and 90s and they were smoking. You were in a bar, there was pots of smoking going on, there was women smoking. It didn't kill half of us.
And the argument is always, my mother smokes on all of us when she was pregnant with us, and I'm still around, I'm still knocking around.
Yeah, but you were also born addicted to nicotine.
No, I wasn't.
I was. She was smoking from the age of 10 or something like that.
I wasn't smoking from the age of 10, you fool. Okay, so as far as you're concerned, John, she's right to be annoyed. She's justifiably annoyed for being refused.
Dead right to be annoyed. Like, what is a vape? She's not what another hobby chemicals in it that shouldn't be in it. But at the end of the day, she could be smoking 60 cigarettes, which has tobacco, which is probably a lot more worse than a vape.
100%, yeah. And do you think...
we're all medical experts here now. We know the dangers between vapes and cigarettes.
Okay, there's a barman listening to us right now who served a pregnant woman alcohol. Should he be ashamed of himself? Hang your head in shame, oh barman.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fuck off. Seriously.
At the end of the day, you can make a horse of water, but you can't make a drink of it.
That's exactly it. It's stay there for a second. Jude, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jude?
Not so bad at all.
Good to talk to you as always. What did you want to say?
I am with you on this one. Morals or moral standpoint or moral views are not legally enforced, and they're definitely not legally binding. If this woman wants to vape, she's entitled to vape, even legally. I think it is discrimination. Because you said a 28-year-old woman who wouldn't be pregnant wouldn't have had that conversation with the person behind the counter. You know? And I get the impression here from Jeremy that he thinks that any woman who's pregnant, their sole responsibility or responsibility is the safety of their child, yeah? And the well-being of their child.
That should be their main responsibility, yeah. Yeah. I just know from my wife, she put the baby in the womb.
But my point is, you're saying any woman who's pregnant should have their well-being of their child as their priority. Yeah,
yeah. That's not a bad thing to say, by the way. I would have thought that's fairly standard. Yeah.
That's brilliant. What about a woman who's pregnant and wants to have an abortion? So she should be thinking of the welfare of her child before she has the abortion and not have it.
But she doesn't want to keep the baby. That's a complete... Are we comparing literally vaping to abortion now?
Well-being of children or babies. So it's the well-being of that child that's... If the woman wants to terminate it, that's okay because she doesn't want to be pregnant.
But hang on a second,
who wants to vape or smoke or do something that's legal.
But hang on a second.
They shouldn't have that priority.
It's not... By the way, Jodie, the pregnant woman, is not the one on trial here and is not the one being cross-examined.
You're putting her on trial, though.
No, the person on trial
You're literally
here.
Putting her on trial. Shame on you. Shame on you.
No, everybody's saying shame on you to the shop. What about them? Every single shame on the shop. Name the shop. Get the shop closed down. Fuck off, would you, you pack of snowflakes.
Okay, Jeremy, can I ask you this? You're not naming the shop. If this shop is so moral and so right and so righteous and so good, why do they not want to be named?
That's a good question. And in fact, one of the things they said, if we read out their statement, were not to name the shop. And no company wants to be named and shamed, I suppose. But I think...
But no, if it's a policy that they firmly believe in, that they can stand over, then they should be happy.
Because they're saying this to the public.
Yep.
You're saying that to customers coming in, our policy is not to serve you because you're pregnant. You're saying that to the public. So why don't they announce their name publicly?
Because they don't want fucking psychopaths. And
no, I actually understand the exact point that Jude is making here. If they're so proud of their policy to not sell vapes to pregnant women, why aren't they saying, we are XYZ shop and we don't sell to pregnant women because we don't think it's right to smoke?
There's no need for them to say that, lads. There's no need for them to say that.
Why not?
Literally no need.
They either believe in their policy or they don't.
Because all I'm saying is that... If that vape shop doesn't smell or doesn't sell vapes to pregnant women, Jude, there are plenty of shops that have no sense of responsibility that will sell them. And that's
they're not legally required to.
That's exactly the point.
Yeah, but you're morally required. You're morally required. In the same way,
to go back to the baker's shop.
Morals are subjective. That's why laws are not based on morals.
To go back to the bakers in Belfast, they morally had an issue making a cake for a gay wedding, okay? And they were absolutely condemned for having morals. Yeah?
Yeah.
This is the exact same thing. This shop should be condemned for deciding, for being the enforcer of their own regulation. It is not illegal to vape when you're pregnant.
No,
it's not ideal for you to vape when you're pregnant, but it's not illegal.
Yeah, what I'm talking.
And Jude, can I ask you, do you think that this woman should take a discrimination case?
I would just stop discrimination.
If she goes to a good brief and she can, if it's legally possible, she should, because it is discrimination. And the reason why you were talking about that couple or that baker up in Belfast, the reason why they lost that case, because they were bringing it. They brought that case to court because of their morals. The reason why they lost is no morals are legally binding or standing.
And that's exactly the point. So you would support this woman fully if she were to take a case against this vape store?
Yes, I would totally. If she has summons or some legal route she can take, go to a good brief, because it is discrimination. And it's none of the shop's business what she does during her pregnancy.
All right, good to talk to you, Jude.
He's confusing. Obviously, there's no moral such thing as a moral law. In the same way, Jude, that when you walk down O'Connell Street and you see a granny being mugged, yeah? So say, for instance, you're walking down O'Connell Street tomorrow, Jude, and you see a granny being thrown to the ground by a scumbag junkie and robbing her handbag, yeah? There's nothing legal to say that you should help that woman out and chase that man down, correct?
And that's why I wouldn't.
He wouldn't. We've had this conversation with Jude before. He wouldn't. He'd just leave him at it. All right, Jude, thanks very much indeed for your call. Let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note. This is Amanda.
Hey, guys. Amanda here. Like, no one has the right to push their morals onto anybody. Whether you agree or disagree, that is your own opinion. And just like that, it's an opinion. Everyone has them. Doesn't mean it's right, doesn't mean it's wrong. Now, that girl, obviously smoking when you're pregnant is not ideal. You shouldn't be doing it. But who am I to judge her? Who am I to tell her no? Who am I to say anything to that woman? She's not carrying my child. She's not my daughter. She's not my sister. She's not my ma. It's not my business. And this shop should not have put themselves into a position where you can't be telling grown-ass people what they can and cannot do. Like, you can't. Your morals are your own. And I think that's this conversation and debate is going way out of what it's supposed to be. Hi. It's about that shop rejecting some, telling someone that they can't have something because they decided their moral high ground. Like, come on.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. 100%, Amanda. You know, Jeremy doesn't. Jeremy wants shops and barmen to be moral guardians of unborn babies.
Someone has to be.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.